Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. Now, here's your host, Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in today. We have got a great show lined up. Johnny Dudley is out moving, so he will not be assisting in the co-pilot's chair today. He is moving cross-country down there in Columbia, so he is getting into his new place. So you've got me flying solo like we typically have done in the past, but we will see Johnny more in the future. So don't worry about that if you've been enjoying the show. I wanted to talk today about a bunch of different stuff. One of them is an home improvement advice and how people have been getting it. And I really want to help you navigate this because, of course, we've got our own sources here at the Around the House Show where I try to give you the best tips that I can find on the latest, newest products. And, of course, the right ways to do it. Now, the problem that we run into is in YouTube especially, and as well as Instagram and even Facebook, there are people out there that they make money off producing faulty or bad home improvement advice. And these people, I think, and I don't want to make huge blind accusations here, but it's my opinion, looking at how they do it and how they interact with people, that they are doing it for the clicks. Because here's what happens. If they have enough people watch their videos, whether they like it or whether they hate it, they can monetize it. And so what happens is if you go out there and give people bad advice in kind of a spoof manner, all of a sudden, you got all the people out there that know better, creating this huge issue. So what happens is we see this stuff go sideways. So great example. There are guys out there that it drives me nuts on the home improvement side of things. And what they do is, like I said, they start out and will say, hey, I'm going to take on this project. And it gets really interesting when they dive into these projects because they set it up. And then they do this horrible work. So let's talk about my first one on here to be careful for out there. Yeah, I'm going to call a few people out today. So I'm not trying to be mean here, guys, but I am going to call out the people out there that clearly seem, as in my opinion, are doing these projects to, well, get clicks and get the hate coming so they can get people to tune in. So it's interesting. So here's what I'm seeing here. Home Renovision DIY. And Jeff on this show is absolutely horrendous on doing things wrong. Great example. He's got on the front of his page for people that don't follow is DIY garden shed in 2 days. Budget friendly, simple and tool. It's budget friendly and simple tools is what it says. Sorry. I'll spit that out. Now here's the thing. He starts out, okay, I'm going to build this. Doesn't need to have delivery. Don't have to have this stuff done. He still goes and gets lumber instead of getting it. So delivery has nothing to do with it. So he starts to build a base. So instead of doing this correctly, yeah, and he's in Canada. So he's not even doing it right for Canada. So he actually plops down some bags of sand, pours some sand right onto the turf, the ground, the weeds, whatever you want to call it, and puts down these plastic pads to set the shed on. So I get these are deck blocks. These are not meant for a shed. They're not meant to be foundation. They're meant to hold up a deck, not a structure. And then putting them on sand, give me a break. That is going to settle. It's going to move. These guys up there up north tend to get frost heave. So you're going to have things moving around everywhere. It's absolutely nuts. So on my best to avoid list, I'm going to put on there the Home Renovision DIY channel. Somehow they've got 3.8 million subscribers, but so many of these are so bad. And you got to be really careful, because if you're trying to learn from this, there's a great chance you're going to learn it wrong. And of course, he didn't just do one video this way. They're pretty much all this way. He just put out another video called Most Decks Are Attached Wrong. Only this method prevents rot. Guess what? If you'd actually done the other method that he did before it is the example correctly with the right flexible flashing, the right flashing in the right places, and actually knowing what he's doing here, he would have actually had something that turned out better than what he had. So it's really bad when you have guys that have no idea on building science and how to flash things, give videos on how to do it, just trying to promote some deck product that they get were given, some bracket. This guy's putting just house wrap around with some tape. And then, of course, he's putting vinyl siding over it. But if you would actually flashed it correctly with the flexible flashing, so when the fasteners went through it, it just didn't tear a big hole. This guy, no matter what he's doing right here, is just going to create this hot mess. And it's still going to fail, even with this new bracket, because he didn't do it correctly there either. This would not be my trusted resource for information on home renovation or DIY stuff. It's just really bad. Now, the next one is equally as bad. And this is Home Love Construction. And they do this Did You Know series. And what's hilarious is this dude that's wearing a polo shirt that is about one size too tight and doesn't have the body shape to wearing it that tight is out there doing these construction things. And he clearly has never, ever done this before. So maybe he's an office guy. Maybe he's somebody that drives around and checks to see if things are going on. This guy has no idea what he's talking about. Most of the advice that I see him give is either wrong, purposely wrong, or he just doesn't know what he's talking about. It's way wrong. He'll be out there with his dad's shoes and his polo shirt. Nothing wrong with that. But man, you are getting people off on the wrong track, because he goes, did you know? And they tell you how to do it, and it's wrong. For instance, he was talking about they put material up on the walls over the drywall and the boxes were too shallow because they added to it. If he'd actually laid it out right, you wouldn't have needed box extensions, but this guy had never heard of box extensions, which bring that out. So that's where the problem is. That can be a huge issue. So stay away and be very careful with the information you get from Home Love Construction. Yeah, and I know I'm being a little hard on these guys, but I tell you what, I just want you to know your sources are and to make sure you're not getting played while somebody's trying to take advantage of people that might just not know any better. They go, hey, this people have 3.5 million people watching them. They look good. And not knowing that you're getting bad information. And that's just not great. So be careful out there. Buyer beware. Now, the other thing is people have been going on to Google, which can be good, and AI. Now, AI has a lot of great information out there. But here is the problem. AI is only relying on what's been published out there. And the problem we have is with home improvement projects, some of these people, like the two that we just referred to here, can be sources of AI information, because it goes, wow, these people must be important. It's the same mistake that you make if you see these people and do it. So AI is only good as the information that it's fed. That's information that's crawled. And it grabs a video and goes, wow, a lot of people have watched it. AI doesn't know that's been punked and that you got a big problem. So you got to be really careful, because AI can make those mistakes. And if you're trying to find out, that can be a problem. Now, if you're looking for good sources, of course, we've got us right here at Around the House. Head over to our YouTube page at Around the House Eric G, or just make it simple. Head over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and you can find it over there. Bottom of the page, you'll see the videos. You can click, link, and follow. We got some great stuff coming out here soon. I can't wait to share with you on that. And there's some other great sources out there. I'm not the only great source out there. You've got Fine Home Building. You've got This Old House. Those are great sources of information out there with people that are not trying to play you. So take a look there. That can make life a little bit easier for you. And worst case, join our Around the House Insider, get a little bit more information. And of course, by doing that, you can join us on the group. And of course, you get my email address. You can just send me a message and I can answer it for you personally. All right, everybody, let's head out to break. Around the House, we'll be right back with a lot more. We're just getting started.
Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Hey, contractors, remodelers, designers, and construction pros. Producer Jim here. Pumped to announce the Around the House Pro Insider podcast is back after a 10-month break. Yep. We were recharging, but now we're ready to supercharge your business. Get expert insights, growth strategies, and a few chuckles to elevate your game. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out, or I'll show up to reorganize your job site. Around the House Pro Insider. We're back, better than ever. Catch the show on your favorite podcast player.
What's up? This is Sticks of Dania.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. If you want to find out more about us, just head over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. Well, today we're kind of hitting different subjects each segment of the hour. So we got four different subjects today. We're just talking about where you're getting your sources for home improvement information. And this segment, I wanted to give you some tips on saving some energy here in the fall. See if you can dial back that energy bill a little bit. But first, let's go out to one of our quick tips.
Time for an Around the House nugget, brought to you by Aero Broom. I'm Eric G, and I love how Aero Broom's 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless blower makes outdoor cleanup a breeze. Even inside, with that dog hair, sweep debris or blast leaves from all the tight spots, all under $60. Grab yours at aerobroom.com. That's AEROBroom.com. It's my go-to for dog hair messes. Now, here's your quick tip. Here is my cleaning hack to keep your front load washing machine fresh and running smoothly. Run a washing machine cleaner monthly. Grab that cleaner tablet or powder, pop it in the drum, and run the hot water cycle with no clothes. If you have steam or a cleaning cycle, use that as well. This blasts away odors, mold, and buildup in just one go. Do it once a month for a sparkling machine. And then next, make sure and clean the drain filter. Find the small access panel at the bottom front of your washer or the side. Open it, place a towel down, and unscrew the drain filter. Make sure you follow the manufacturer's directions. Rinse off any lint or gunk underwater. Grab anything that was lost in there and pop it back in. This quick routine keeps your washer smelling fresh and working like new. Stay tuned for more Around the House Nuggets.
I tell you what, guys, I just love Aero Broom. They're just a tiny little company. But the great thing about them is he is an inventor. He has created that product. And I tell you what, it is so fun to see something so cool being built by an inventor and bringing it to market himself. You can go to his website and get it. And he keeps running out of stock. So he's got them in right now. So you want to make sure and get that order in before he runs out again, because it takes a while to get going. And he's a small company. But I tell you what, I've had mine for about 18 months. It works awesome. Great for cleaning up especially in the fall around the outdoor patio furniture. And my trick is to use it to get underneath the couch and get any of that dog hair out or any dust bunnies. It is the dust bunny killer. That's the cool thing about it. Check them out at aerobroom.com. I wanted to talk today about really making sure that you're doing all you can to get the most out of your energy bill, because man, they are not getting cheaper out there. And that adds up quickly. So one thing I just did over at my girlfriend's place, because I tell you what, it needed to happen. And it's that one thing that people forget in maintenance. It is the cleaning out the dryer ducting that goes between your dryer and the exterior of the home. Now, hers was built in a new build construction, so it went up the wall, up through the attic space, and out to some place up on the second story up high that I haven't even been able to find. And so I had to do all the cleaning from the inside, which isn't as nice as from the outside. But I went through and got it cleaned out. I hauled out about, a grocery bag size, like one of the plastic ones you get at the grocery store. One of those full of lint that was stuck inside of it. And in one spot in a corner, I think it was mostly plugged, because when I was putting the brush up in there, it just jammed up solid. It didn't want to get through there, so I had to push through it to get it. And as I kept going farther and farther, it kept getting more out of there. So it was really plugged up. So that's one of those things that's worthwhile to clean out every year. And if you use a lot of fabric softeners and dryer sheets, it doesn't help. So it can be a little bit worse. So make sure and go through and get that cleaned up and looking really good. You can buy the kits on Amazon. You can go into Lowe's, Home Depot. They usually have them there as well. Hook onto the end of the drill. And on this one here, I actually just disconnected the dryer. And I could tell just looking around the back of the dryer that it was plugged up, because it was trying to push stuff up everywhere. And her clothes were taking a lot longer to dry. So here's the thing. If you have to run that dryer more than twice, you've got a problem. Because a lot of the sensor dryers do a really decent job of making sure that the clothes get dry, because it's part of the energy efficiency. If you have to keep going on to time dry or something like to get it dry, you got an issue. And that's costing you money. That dryer is expensive. Now, here's the thing. If you think about a clothes dryer, that uses about 3.3 kilowatt hours per load. So that's all it uses. So on average, you're talking about, based on 16 kilowatt hours per load, about $845 per month. It's not a big number, but if you have to keep running it, you could add that two or three times. So all of a sudden you're adding up $16 to $20 extra on top of that. Adds up, especially when money is tight. So that is a great one there for savings. That can really start to save you a bunch of money. If you're on the more expensive rates, that could be costing you $30, and that could be costing you $60. So then you could be paying another $30 a month. Guess what? Why waste your time and have it cost you more to do that? So take a look at that. Next thing is, if you're looking at replacing your water heater, take a look at the heat pump water heaters. I have been using an Aerotherm for about 3 years now. Made in USA. Awesome stuff. And I tell you what, totally worth it. My cost to heat water per year for an 80-gallon tank is about $160. So that can be two or three times more for your gas or even electric heater, depending on your costs. So that can save money really quickly. And the nice thing is, too, is if I'm actually running my generator in the house, when I have those typically power outages that are every year for 3, 4, 5 days for my storms and things like that, I can run that heat pump water heater and it's only using 500 watts of power. So it really saves you some money in the long run. And the other thing that I like about the Aerotherm, those are super cool because they're repairable. Many of the other brands, when you walk into a home center, those are not repairable. So if the compressor fails or something dies on the thing, under the warranty period, they have to replace the whole thing, where they could have somebody come out and fix it the other way. So really smart, really works. I like it. It's a great way to save some serious money. And I think that's going to be a great way to really help yourself out in saving some money all year round. Now, this is the time of year, too, to go around and take a look around those doors and windows. I like to take a flashlight, put it outside the door, especially when it's dark outside. You can take a look underneath it and see what lights come in. If that sill is not adjusted correctly, or any other the weather stripping is worn, torn, or destroyed, That can be like working with an open window in your house trying to heat around that. So that gets super expensive. So make sure you do that. Now, the other thing is, if you've got an oil heat, gas heat, propane, whatever you have that's outside of electric, you really should have somebody come out and service that in the fall. Here's what happens. People go, oh, it's working great. No, you want them to come in, clean it up, and then check the combustion on it. This could be running like your car. It could be running too rich. It could be running too lean. It could be costing you money. If you go in there and have them clean it and service it, the chance of you spending more money later for a service call is really reduced. Every time that I've had a breakdown, I missed a service call, that annual maintenance, and that would have probably predicted the failure because they're looking to see if everything's working right. And that would have saved me a lot of headaches. All right, we're going to run out to break here, guys. When we come back, I got another one for you. We're going a completely other direction just as soon as Around the House returns. Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Did you have a great year in business and are worried about those deductions for your 2024 taxes? Give your accountant a call and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made here in Oregon with a dealer network in the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over, flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They've got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business at the end of 2024 with something you'll feel proud of pulling at the job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at summittrailermfg.com. Click on the dealer locator to find your nearest dealer at summittrailermfg.com. This is not tax advice, but hey, I bet you still need a trailer at summittrailermfg.com. If I could dream of— Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. As we've been diving in the second hour of the show, we have been talking about a different subject in each of the four different segments. I love when we get to do these because we get to hit stuff that maybe isn't going to make the show, but we can all pile it in and make one great show out of it. And so this segment, I wanted to talk about my house, what I've been working on, and of course, some of the cool projects that I tackled. And if you listened, probably a couple months ago, we had Joe Reboyne on from Old Castle, and those guys make everything from Sacrete concrete to all the different exterior stuff. We talked to the senior designer with them, everything from Moisture Shield decking, lots of different brands. And so I did a project out back right before getting my house ready for sale, and I worked with my friends over at System Pavers. Now, we've had him on the show a lot, the CEO, and that's not what we're talking about here. I worked with them on about a 12 by 12 patio project, and it turned out stunning. And I really have to say, this is one of those things that I just absolutely enjoy when I see beautiful craftsmanship get done in my backyard. Now, here's the thing. First, to even do this, I had to get in there with my friends over at Park Rose Hardware. Actually, had to get one of their walk-behind excavators, their buckets back there to really move stuff around, to move some dirt around. And I had some rocks that were heavier than the excavator. These things were 4 feet long, 24 to 30 inches high, just a big round potato of a rock. I had three of those where I wanted to put this. And I call them icebergs because you saw what was 10 by 12 inches on top, but there was a grand big hole down beneath it. So I did a lot of moving around, got those dug out, got those out of the way. So we had someplace square to work with and level. Now I went in there, got that all worked in, packed in, kept it wet for a while. So it was ready for that project. Then they came in with their three guys, and these guys are monster workers. They got in there, they dug down about 8 inches, packed down the soil, made sure it was right, got it all level, built up a beautiful base, rock and gravel and sand all the way up, got it really built up, got in that weed barrier or that thick tarp material in there so we could keep everything where it's supposed to be. And these guys, in about 2 days, came in there, got all that dug out, got it all dialed in. And what I thought was cool was, is that area wasn't level to begin with, but on one side, they built grade beam because it was going to be the low side. So it was going to be like that, 10 or 12 inch drop down there. So what they did is dig down, they poured concrete in there and set a wall, retaining wall blocks on top of each other. So they'd have the right height. So when everything finished out right, that patio paver block would sit directly on top of that where they could glue it onto that and it wouldn't move. That way I didn't have to worry about washouts. It was just going to be this super solid edge there. So it wasn't sinking, wasn't falling away. Oh, beautiful job. Beautiful job. It was 99%. And the one guy looks over at it and they're actually, I'd say they're 90%. They were just putting in the last blocks on one edge. And the guy realized that the wall was out maybe 3/8 of an inch. And I got a video I'm putting up on this here. And hopefully I get it up here before this radio show airs and podcast. But here was a crazy thing. They looked at it and went, not good enough. They stopped, took out the concrete, took out the block, rebuilt it back up, maybe 3/8 of an inch over. They wanted this dialed in perfect. And I was shocked at how awesome that was. Then they came in, got it done, and it is a beautiful addition to my backyard. Put in a fire pit, and I used this Empire block, which gives you, it's a kind of a long rectangular, maybe 3 inch by, let's say 12, and it's got patterns in it, all variable patterns. So I have an inside corner staircase that comes off the patio 3 steps, drops down to this level, and we put the corner of the herringbone off the corner of the steps. Turned out gorgeous. You know, when you design stuff, you go, hey, I think this is going to really look good. Wow. Got to give it to those guys. Turned out really great. And system pavers, thank you very much. That turned out just absolutely beautiful. And I'm so happy with it. And man, that is going to be a lifelong thing out there for the next homeowners that take over my house. Because I tell you what, that looks gorgeous. So system pavers, great job, great people, could not have been more pleasant to work with. And you get what you pay for with those guys. They do the right job and quality is the deal. They did this just absolutely perfectly. And they made it right before I even had a chance to even say anything. They looked at it and went, no, we're going to get that dialed in 100%. And they did. So got to thank those guys. Great teams over at System Pavers. Might have one in your area because they're nationwide. Now, the next thing I worked on too, which was totally fun to get knocked out around there, was I actually went around and was working on getting other little projects done. And it was frustrating because I ran out of some of my touch-up paint. We were knocking stuff out. And of course, because my Miller Paint Company that I worked with here in Portland for so long got bought out by another company, they had changed the sheens, and so now we had to do a lot more painting because I couldn't just go get some touch-up. It was repaint those walls. And so that turned out really well. But really, I did a couple things. I used I had a small section of deck on the back of my house that I was going to be rebuilding after I did some work because I was going to put in a dog wash area. I had a lot of things that I was going to be doing. I had a lot of plans for this. But like we say, divorce sometimes comes at the wrong time. Nobody likes to go through that, but that's what I went through. And so I wasn't able to get that project finished, We're going to run into some permitting issues with it anyways. I'm trying to get that to meet all the codes for the dog wash area. So we just had to abandon that project, unfortunately. And it's going to turn out really nice because we actually put on there one of those deck over type products. And I tell you what, this was the Rust-Oleum deck product. And I have a video coming out for it here this next week. I'll show you this. Came out really well. Now, this wasn't a rotten deck, but it was a pressure treated deck that had a few years in it, was a little worn. And this will give it life for a few more years till somebody wants to go in there and do some rebuilding or any other construction. And that could be really cool. And it will really adds another beautiful look. And it's really non-slip, which is great as well. So that turned out good. So really happy with those projects. Got those knocked out as well. And feels good to get those things off. My body now is healing back up. I tell you what, guys, just cramming on these projects 24/7, 7 days a week, even taking a day or two off here and there. I'm finally starting to heal up from that because I tell you what, doing construction and remodeling and projects and sports as a kid and all that other stuff takes that toll. As I'm in my early to mid 50s here, this is where it starts to pay the price on your body. So take care of it if you're a little bit younger than me. You pay for it later. And that's what I'm doing right now. So feeling a lot better. And now that I've got this big project off of my plate, now it's time for me to start diving into the TV show and all of that we're going to start putting together. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that when we come back here, because I wanted to give you a quick update on that as well as some of the stuff we got coming up. It's just been a lot of fun getting this house knocked out. And it's a project that you guys get to see because I've got it up on our Facebook page. If you want to see what my house listing looks like and what it's going for in my area, and I'll put together a shoot picture of before and afters of what we did on that place. And I'll get your comments and stuff as well. Put it up on our Facebook Around the House show. Just take a look at Around the House podcast actually is where it is, or you can find it on our aroundthehouseonline.com page. We'll be right back after these important messages. Now, you don't want to miss this next one. We're going to talk about some insider stuff on my television show and what I see going on in the media out there as well. And some of the things that we see, not going to be talking politics, but I will tell you how this stuff works and what's going on, so you maybe have a better understanding of what the media landscape on the television side is looking like. That'll get you a little bit more information there. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't change that dial.
Make sure you follow the Around the House show on social media and our YouTube channel at Around the House Eric G for all of our home improvement videos. Hold on to your tool belt, folks. We're taking a short break to rewire our thoughts. Around the House will be back faster than you can say drywall dust. Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. If you're just catching us on the radio, you're listening to the Around the House show. And you can find out more about us at aroundthehouseonline.com. In this segment here, we've been doing the four segments, four subjects kind of thing today, which I love in this second hour to do sometimes. so we can catch up on some important stuff. I wanted to give you an update on my Around the House Northwest television show that I had been producing with Gray Television up here in the Pacific Northwest in Portland for the last 2.5 years. Now, I own, of course, the brand the Around the House, so that's my trademark. So once we ran out the show there and it came to its logical conclusion with Gray Television, and it stopped a little bit earlier than we had planned because they wanted to stop it. But here's the thing, and I say this, I didn't want it to continue in its current form. I liked the people I worked with. I had the best team in television working with me. We were a tight team. We were running hard together, and it was a lot of fun. Now, this show started out with Bradley with me, and there was not a harder working guy in television. We did a 1-hour show for probably 80 something episodes each week, 52 weeks a year, two of us. Now, we had Ryan, our producer, great guy. He was working 15, 20 hours, making phone calls, doing what he can, but he had a whole other show he was working on. So we had the leanest show in television. When we burned Bradley out, he left as a gentleman and a scholar. I've never seen anyone leave a team in such great shape as he did. I have never seen someone plan that out. That was a world record event, just how he did that. Hats off to Bradley. Now, here's the thing. We brought on a new team. Brought the show down to a half hour, got some chance to run some reruns so we could get caught up on things. And I realized as we were coming up here close to me starting to renew the contract. And here's the problem. When you produce a television show like Ed did with Around the House Northwest, Gray Television owns the content because they paid for the production, which means the 700 videos, I think it's 698 if we want to be exact, the 700 videos that we had up there in a round number, I don't own a single right to them. They can put it up, keep it forever. They could take it down. I have no say in it. And that's what happens when you work. That's what a lot happens to a lot of the people that are on HGTV. It's not on their YouTube channels because they don't own it. So that's why I decided that I'm going to produce my own show with maybe some of the same people that we've had in the show in the past. So we're going to be putting together a team. And we're doing that right now, and I'm excited about it. But the TV landscape is changing so much, and that's what's getting interesting. You might have seen it on HGTV, Food Network. If you're into the Velocity Channel, which was Motor Trend TV, you're seeing these companies. Discovery went out, bought all these companies that were TV shows, all these TV production companies and channels for a high premium. Super expensive, right? They bought at the high point, not the low point. Now with streaming and everything and the cable landscape changing, they now own stuff that is worth pennies on the dollar to what it was. So Motor Trend TV, which was one of my favorite channels to catch, all the car shows, this last year they canceled and shut down their own production studios, so all those shows got axed. Now it's just a shell that is running reruns every day, and they're just putting in the autoplay of, okay, it's going to be this show. Now, there might be some new stuff coming out. I don't know. I'd need to check with my buddy Mark Warman down at Graveyard Cars and see what they're doing. But I'm seeing so many things that are just out there. They're just running with one show all day long on these monster sets. And I guess until their contracts run out. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Now, what you're seeing with other channels, HGTV, we saw all the cuts that we saw there. And I think what's happening is they're realizing that they're paying these celebrities huge dollars to do these shows, that it's really doing that thing. Like, it seems like what MTV did when they got rid of music videos. They got so far away from what their core audience was doing. They got into reality television. They got this stuff. They got away from what the people were wanting to look at. And with HGTV in the last, 8 years losing half of their audience, that hurts sponsorship dollars and all that. And then they're paying people more, not less. That's a recipe for disaster. So that's why I've decided that we're going to be doing our own show. Now, I'm not sure if we're going to be putting it on a TV channel here in Portland or not. And I'm curious to get your guys' opinion. I'll put a poll up on our Around the House page here over the weekend because I want to get what your take is on that. Because I tell you what, many people these days don't watch cable TV. They don't watch over-the-air TV. They're watching stuff on YouTube. They're watching stuff on streaming. And it costs us money to put it on a television station. Now, of course, the only reason I'm really looking at that is our sponsors and advertisers, many of them are still very old school. They put their arms around TV and that's what they know. It's kind of like how people put their arms around the newspaper. Oh, I still love reading the newspaper. Awesome. That's great. I don't still use the yellow pages. So I get how things change in time. So I'm really thinking about how we're going to do this and we're just about ready. We're working through some details. One TV station that we had just about a deal worked out with didn't have any time. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm not going to pay to put the show out for you guys to catch at 1:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning on a weekday. It's ridiculous. That has little value to me unless you're setting a DVR. So we're working through that. I got a great partner now that I think we're working through some stuff on. And we've got a few other options out there as well. But that's what we're working on to get that put together. So really, TV is at this big crossroads, which we're not getting into the politics of Jimmy Kimmel. But when you've got huge companies that own a majority of the local TV stations, and that's where that twist comes in with Kimmel. We've got two big stations. They've been around forever. You got Tegna. You've got Sinclair. You've got Nexstar, you've got Gray TV, these big companies out there that run a majority of our local TV stations out there. When two of them team up on a network and say, hey, we're not going to air our show because we are going into needing some help from the FCC and we have to follow what's best for the public interest, the last thing they want to do is kick the people in the mouth that, guess what, have to approve their deal later this year. So they're acting like all of us as kids, when we were going to go ask for a raise in our allowance, we made sure our rooms were clean. We made sure that everything was dialed in before we went and did that, that we were in the best place for it. So that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that play out. I'm not going to get into the whole censorship and all the mud throwing because it's pointless. There's not a person out there that changes their mind on what they hear on social media, podcasts, or on the radio. So I'm not going to get into that debate with you. Everyone will take their side. But that's what you're seeing on the back end of why these companies are really trying to do that. It's positioning for a bigger deal down the road where they're trying to merge a few companies. So that's what they're trying to do. So anyway, I hope you understand what's going on with the Home Improvement TV out there. Hopefully HGTV gets together. There's a lot of people out there on these other channels that are starting to put together streaming things. We might be talking with them, but I really wanted to talk to you about how you're seeing the media out there with that. And like our first segment of what to trust, what to not. And of course, my only big trusted source that I love working with out there that I watch religiously still to this day, This Old House. Love those guys. Great people, great show. And I love what they're doing out there. They've been through a lot of change as well. They got rid of their magazine pretty much. I think that's absolutely gone now. They're now owned by a different company and a lot of things happen out there with them. And I hope it all works out. And my friends over there, and I say friends, Kevin O'Connor is a friend of mine. He's a good friend. I love working with that guy on stuff when we're out doing media stuff together. So he's just as good a person you see on TV as he is out in the real world. And he's always been a great friend to hang out with. Now, coming up here in future episodes, we got some great stuff coming up here. And if you've got a question, if you're like, man, I need some help with this, or if you're trying to do a debate, post it up in a couple places. One, you can send it over to me at aroundthehouseonline.com. If you have pictures you want to share up, head over to our closed group. We're going to rebrand this thing here pretty soon. So it's going to be a little bit different down the road, but that's Around the House Nation. Just ask, be a part of that if you're a Facebook user out there. And that'll really help you out. And you can share that up and you get the whole network of people. We still have all those people over there. It's not been as busy because I, quite frankly, have been working on my house and I haven't been in front of the computer to really do a lot with that. So we're going to be doing a lot more with that in the coming months with a little bit of a rebrand to help freshen that up and get some new content out there for you. And that way, you've got multiple ways to get help on your next project. And maybe we can get it done faster. We can get it done for less money, and you get to enjoy it sooner with a successful project. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. I'm Eric G, and I appreciate all you for tuning in and taking the time today. You've been listening to Around the House. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show, or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos. My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.